This is Roger Walton with a moment from our Christian musical heritage.
And now I'm a child with a heavenly home, and my holy Father, He has made me His own, and I'm washed in His blood. And I'm clothed in His love. And someday I will sing with the angels above.
Oh, yes.
Harriet Buell is the writer of this hymn. She was rejoicing in the sermon she had heard at church that morning, and as she walked home, words started flowing in her mind. She penned all four verses down that very afternoon and sent the poem to a denominational magazine. A few months later, a music teacher wrote music for the poem, and it soon would be sung around the world. There is one verse that I really love to sing. It says, "I once was an outcast, stranger on earth, a sinner by choice and an alien by birth. But I've been adopted, my name's written down, an heir to a mansion, a robe, and a crown. Yes, my friend, with Jesus my Savior, I'm a child of the King."
Praise God, praise God, I'm a child of the King.
A Christian Musical Heritage Moment is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.
That theme, we welcome you to a chilly first day of spring.
Yeah, you better believe it. Oh my goodness.
It was actually cold. It passed
chilly. Yeah, it was
chilly.
It was past chilly. I'm glad, of course, the winds started to die down late last night toward the evening hours, mm-hmm. late, but we still had wind overnight, and it was blustery at times, but I appreciate Brother Doug sending this to us earlier, I didn't follow up on it, but yeah, he said the first official day of spring in Mount Mitchell, which is at 6,684 feet, at that time, and it's been a few hours ago, 8 degrees with the wind chill factor of -9.
Yeah.
That was way early this overnight this morning.
Snap.
Crazy.
So it wasn't that cold at my house then, so I feel better about it, but man, it was chilly, and the wind last night was tearing it up.
It was, yeah.
But it did die down, and we're thankful. We're going to warm up, but we're not alone. They say millions of Americans across the South and Southeast faced, 11 states from Texas to North Carolina had unseasonably below normal temperatures.
Yeah.
And some folks getting snow.
Yeah, I was watching it into Kentucky. Mm-hmm. It made it down as far as Kentucky before it turned over to kind of just flurries and then fizzled out for us. But because we didn't see anything. But it was snowing yesterday in Kentucky.
Yeah, well, around here, Asheville, our area, has a new record.
Mm-hmm.
737 days and counting with no measurable snow.
That's bad. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I'm with you there.
I'm sorry.
Now, you know, records show that our area averages about 10 inches of snow a year.
Yeah.
That was kind of the average.
Mm-hmm.
But 737 days, and we're probably on the backside of any snow. I'm not ruling it out.
Yeah.
I think it would have to fall at the airport for it to break this, you know, right. consecutive
right.
record. So probably we're going to just head on to next winter mm-hmm. and keep accumulating the days.
Yeah. I mean, mind you, that is the official recording station mm-hmm. for our area, the Asheville Regional Airport. Of course, we've had some pretty significant stuff way up in the northern mountains.
Yeah.
You know, they've had some, I mean, from what I saw the other day, even some of the snow, the ski resorts did well.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, they didn't even start shutting down operations or scaling back mm-hmm. operations to just this week.
Yeah.
Because they've had cold enough temperatures to where they were able to make snow and have some fall. So
yeah.
they've had a pretty good season regarding attendance. So northern mountains, they've had their snow.
Yeah, Mitchell, Madison, Yancey.
No.
But, they've done well.
Know, Conard Mountain down there, we're happy with that.
Yeah.
You know, we're just kind of, you know, let that pass right on by.
The big metropolis of Mills River, we're good too. Charlotte has been 779 days, and GSP, 791 days.
Okay.
So quite a streak going, yeah. So that will probably continue till we hit next winter.
Get 300 and something more days on it, and then yeah. we'll break 1,000.
That's
so
right.
We'll be all right.
Prayer request.
Yeah.
I saw the picture up yeah. there on the text. Pray for the Butcher family. God
yeah.
bless them.
Brother Jesse and the family, yeah.
Yeah, they, we love this sweet family. They were able to be with us a couple years ago for Share-a-thon.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a full-time traveling family. They sing and Brother Jesse preaches. And they were in Tennessee,
mm-hmm.
if I understand it correctly.
Right.
And their oldest son, is that Lane?
Lane, he was at home, yeah.
And home is where for them? Do you know where home is?
No, I'm not. All I know is that they were packing up to head back to Tennessee, and they were 8.5 hours away. So I'm not real sure exactly where home is. Someone might be able to tell
yeah.
us, text it to us. But
there was a house
yeah.
fire. Their house caught on fire,
yeah.
and their oldest son mm-hmm. is not wasn't traveling with them on this trip. I think he may be in school,
yeah,
like college and whatnot.
Okay, is that for us, Miss Karen? She said NC. So
okay,
so home is North Carolina. So they may be somewhere 8.5 hours away from home.
Yeah.
So they may be down toward the coast traveling back. So
yeah, because they're from Tennessee.
Yeah, yeah.
But they were thankful mm-hmm. that Lane got out safe.
Yeah,
that's the main thing.
Right,
and. That first responders were able to get there quickly and get the fire put out.
Mm-hmm.
But they were heading home. They were scheduled in meeting in Tennessee, but they yeah. were packing up and heading home and have about 8.5 hours to travel today.
Okay. Well, bless their hearts. Mm.
Pray for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Please.
Continue to pray for that. And speaking of prayer requests, let me just go ahead and put this one on your list, and I know you have, and put it on your prayer list at church. But our very own Miss Christie is having surgery tomorrow, and praying the Lord would intervene in that situation, praying that God would touch the doctors and the nurses and all the staff during the procedure, that you'll have a quick recovery.
Amen.
I'm praying for that. And so I know that's, you know, when you hear those kind of diagnoses, it kind of makes you a little on edge, but praying the Lord take care of that, and everything will come back. Good news.
Yeah.
So that's what we're praying for. So you remember Miss Christie tomorrow, early in the morning, she's having surgery. I'll be on the air. If we have any info, I'm sure the family will let us know. But you keep on praying tonight that the Lord will help in that area.
I appreciate it. 6:30 in the morning.
6:30.
Yeah.
Remember your prayer time.
Pray the Lord would mm-hmm. protect my vocal cords.
Yes. Yeah.
Well,
I tell you. I say this because I know that everybody misses hearing your voice on the air. They can put up with they put up with mine, but
no.
they listen to yours. And a staple at this station for over 30 something years, almost 40 years. And so, again, You pray that God would keep her vocal cords intact and everything will work out and she heals up quick because we need her.
Well, absolutely. I'll be back as soon as I can.
Absolutely.
As soon as I can.
King, North Carolina.
Okay.
Is where they're from.
The Butchers.
Yeah, the Butchers. We mentioned that a minute ago. They're out toward the Triad.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the big metropolitan area of Winston-Salem, around that area. So, so they probably were like probably West Tennessee if they're having to make it back that far. So you pray for safe travels today. I know they're anxious trying to get home, but praying and thanking the Lord that everybody's safe and that God would provide the means necessary to get their house back in order. So remember that.
And remember a special mission outreach going on. The Lord knows all the details with that. And remember a dear man. Not a preacher, but what a great soldier of the cross. Been faithful, and he's getting close to crossing.
Yeah,
and has lived a life well for Christ since the Lord saved him.
Mm-hmm.
And family getting back in town and trying to get there to see him before the time maybe that the Lord calls him home. And we all, of course, know that that's all in the Lord's hand, his timing and all of that's in the Lord's hands. But if the Lord would be pleased to allow some family to get to see him, that'd be a blessing. The devil's fighting and giving some car trouble and other things, but we're trusting the Lord there. So please remember this gentleman and that the Lord would make the crossing easy and would give grace to the family. And several other requests, folks sick and some in the hospital and some facing bereavement soon, as we just mentioned, and then others. Lord knows, a lot of needs, unspoken, prodigals, and the list just goes on and on. And I remind you that we're always here for your prayer request, and we'd be more than happy to always hear what the Lord's put in your heart. If you've got something you're praying for or about, we'd be honored to get to pray with you.
Yeah, for sure. And do appreciate everybody who entrusts. I mean, prayer is important. I've made it a part of, don't ever let it become routine in that sense of the word. I don't want it to become routine.
Yeah.
But I even help our folks and try to even caution our folks that, even though we have a time of prayer in our church services, and even Daniel prayed three times a day, and each of us should have a specified time where we can call upon the Lord. But don't let it become a ritual. I mean, I think it's important that when you pray, when you do what Jesus said and go into the closet and shut the door, and just you and him, it gets personal, and it needs to stay personal.
Yeah.
He gave us the illustration of one that stood up in the, in the temple and prayed aloud and wanted everybody to hear him.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important for us to not only pray corporately and pray congregationally, but we also can pray in the confines of that secret place. And we need to do that. And so when folks call us and ask us to pray about something, we pray in generalities, but the Lord knows.
Yes.
We try not to. We don't disclose details and we don't tell names, but God knows all about it. But we're so thankful and privileged to pray with you about your object. And so don't hesitate to give us a call, and we'll be happy to do that with you.
And kind of the privacy, the guidelines that we have, we try to follow those as closely as at all possible.
Right.
If it's an immediate family member, such as a spouse or a child or a parent, if you get that close relation in that circle and you ask us to give the name, then we will.
Right, right.
Or if it has been given publicly on a platform such as Facebook, it's submitted to us or et cetera, then it's being made public. So we feel comfortable in sharing that because folks have shared it first.
Yeah.
And so we try to be very cautious. So if someone is wondering kind of how...
Yeah,
that's pretty
important.
Much our guidelines here.
Yeah. We want to do it right.
Amen.
And again, that's a privilege, but I'm glad the Lord knows all about it.
Yeah.
And so, again, pray for all these special objects today. Mention them if you can and put them on your prayer list. I call for unspoken requests, and there's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
And God knows it. And
right.
So, but yeah, we're thankful that you can communicate with us, and we're happy to do that.
Amen. I want to communicate a special happy birthday wish today.
Yeah. I took this call this morning.
Up to Lake Toksway area, I believe is where Brother Vess lives. But Reverend Vess McCall, listen here, 90 today.
He's 90 today, yeah.
And his family, his kids, grandkids, great-grandkids, the whole community.
Yeah.
Extend a very special and sincere happy birthday wish to Brother Vess McCall.
Mm-hmm.
Happy 90th, sir.
Yes, absolutely. God bless you, brother. Yeah.
And then we're going to run over to Bolston area and say happy birthday to Mrs. Martha Hyde.
Happy birthday, Miss Martha.
God bless you.
Yeah.
Hope you have a great day.
Also another well-known name around these parts.
Yeah, she's precious. Appreciate God bless you, Miss Hyde.
Yep.
And then happy 30th wedding anniversary today.
Yeah.
To Robert and Lisa Jones.
Yeah, they're celebrating their 30th. And I saw the text earlier where they were, a lot of times when they were celebrating, it would be across the miles, but not today because they're together. And so appreciate Miss Lisa, Brother Robert. I apologize, brother. Didn't mean to say that. But Brother Robert and Miss Lisa, such a great, great couple.
Yeah.
And the work that they do here is it's immeasurable. And we praise the Lord for that.
Pray you'll have a great anniversary.
Yeah, for sure.
And if you know somebody else who's celebrating a birthday or wedding anniversary, we'd love to hear from you. 828-884-9427. Or you can text us. 828-577-1296. That is, as long as you're not driving.
Yeah.
Don't text and drive.
Yeah. And if you need to give us a call, especially if you've got something you want to put on Swap Shop today, since we are kind of a little short on this end of the building, we've got lots going on. We've got student convention going on. We've got folks on mission trips. We've got folks, they're just everywhere. They're just not here. And so if you like and you need to get something on Swap Shop today, let me give you an alternate number. If you'll go ahead and call us at 884-7610. And the folks in the front office can pick that up if you wouldn't mind. And they'll be able to get us that information. If you have something for Swap Shop today that you'd like to get on today, and if not, you can give us a call in about 30 minutes or so, and we'll be happy to help you out with that, okay?
Yeah. And Easter registration's online. It's up and running.
Yeah. That's right.
And so if you've got 18 and under that you would like to get registered, we're doing some prize packages next week for the young folks. $100 Visa gift card, we got a new Bible, a Share-a-thon shirt, and some other goodies as well.
Oh, yeah.
And so you can register online at WGCR.net. And if you don't have access to the web, call us after Swap Shop at 828-884-9427, and we'll take that registration and enter them on your behalf.
Yeah.
We'll get that done, and it's going to be a good week. And I don't know how long I'm going to not be here, but I hope to be back next week.
Yeah.
Hope to be.
We're praying.
Saw something that I thought was kind of cool.
Okay.
Coming up here in 2026, it will be the 250th anniversary of America.
That's right.
250 years. So they've got this special committee that is planning a big celebration for America's 250th anniversary.
Okay.
They're doing a contest, and this is for elementary, middle, and high school students.
All right.
They're calling it the America's Field Trip.
Oh.
And you can win a all expense paid trip with you and your chaperones that you include free of charge.
Okay.
And the topic they want you to write.
Oh.
They want you to submit an essay on the topic. What does America mean to you?
Oh, boy.
And they're going to have 75 first place winners that will win free travel, lodging, and trips to various historical sites across the country.
Yeah.
They're going to do second place winners. They don't say how many. They're going to get $500 cash.
Wow.
Some of the places that you can win a trip to: the Statue of Liberty, Yellowstone National Park, Rocky Mountain State Park, tours of the National Archives and the Library of Congress, Smithsonian's National Museum of American History, and also the candlelight tour at Fort Point at the Golden Gate Bridge.
Mm, okay.
A costume role-playing experience at the American Village in Alabama. Mm. You can also get tours, private tours of the Federal Reserve Bank, of the New York Museum of Learning, the Bank of New York, and also, yeah, the country's oldest bank, both of those in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
So a bunch of places, some national parks in Boston. So again, you need to develop your submission individually, and you must have a teacher or parent submit the entry on your behalf, but it has to be the student's work.
Ah, okay.
You can find more information at america250.org/fieldtrip.
Okay.
america250.org/fieldtrip. And I thought that that might be something, you know, we've got quite a few homeschoolers that listen.
That would be interesting.
Yeah. You have until May 17th at 11:59 p.m.
Okay. So midnight.
Just before midnight.
Yep. Yeah,
May 17th. And the awards will be announced in June. And the field trips would start mid-July, even possibly this summer.
Okay.
So america250.org/fieldtrip.
Very good.
Thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, you know, and the thing is, I'm hoping that the rest of the government and the country would get on board with the fact that we are, you know, a quarter of a millennia old, in the fact that 250 years is a significant milestone for any democracy for that much. And so maybe we'll hear more coming up over the next, I would say, hopefully before it gets here.
Right.
Some national celebrations. I'm sure there will be. It's just that you know, we need to kind of get on board here. We're gonna be here before we know it.
Yeah, the elementary, it starts at third grade. So third to fifth grade is one group.
Yeah.
And then sixth to eighth, and then ninth to 12th.
Cool.
That's the three different categories for the age brackets, if you want to call it. But what does America mean to you?
Yeah.
So I thought that was kind of cool. And I join you in hoping that, you know.
Maybe anyway, get some things settled for them. Let's celebrate our nation.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it right.
Well, I was reading this article and it caught my attention, but at the end of it, it says you have to be a resident of the United Kingdom to do this.
Oh, okay.
But if you are a resident of the UK, the world's southernmost post office is looking for three employees to spend 4 months sorting mail and counting penguins.
counting penguins,
part of your job is keeping count of the Port Lockroy's colony of about 1,500 Gentoo penguins.
Okay.
How would you count 1,500 penguins?
Especially
they
when
all
they're
look
all
alike.
When they're all wearing the same suit.
I started to say.
Yeah,
they say that the UK Antarctic Heritage Trust, the organization that runs the so-called Penguin Post Office in Port Lockroy, is looking for three people to staff the post office from November of this year till March of 2025.
Okay.
You'll process about 80,000 letters and postcards each year.
Yeah.
The majority of which are mailed by passengers on cruise ships that stop by. But again, you need to keep track of the penguins.
Yeah.
Well, and you have to be able to go without running water and long stretches without phone or internet access.
Yeah. Well, you know, hey, it is summertime down there then, so.
God bless you.
In Antarctica. When it's winter here, it's summer there, so.
Doesn't say how much it pays, but I don't think ever be enough for me.
To be able to count penguins, it ought to be good enough. You know?
Yeah, for a couple months. But they did add at the end, I'm going to try to be very tactful.
Okay.
Okay, for folks in the mountains, anybody, if you've been around a dairy farm.
Oh, yeah.
You know that your room air fresheners have to be pretty stout because of the aroma coming from
the farm,
the dairy farm.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they translate and say that you also need to be okay with smelling like the birds.
Yeah, yeah.
For 5 months.
For 5 months.
Because you got 1,500 penguins.
Yeah, and you got to be out there counting.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. Okay.
Did I do that tactfully?
You did.
I tried to do that
tactfully. Yeah, you did.
So,
well, I mean, it's just like any other, you know, anything else you do with wild animals, I guess.
It's animals.
It's animal. It's an animal.
Yeah. I saw another animal story.
Okay.
This one caught my attention out of Virginia. And this one goes a little bit, it made me think of Paul Harvey's The Bird Story.
Oh, yeah.
And Pastor Barton tells that every Christmas, and we actually played it this year. Mm-hmm. We found it from Paul Harvey. But employees at the Richmond Wildlife Center in Virginia, they got an orphaned fox kitten.
Okay.
I mean, it came to them when it was less than 24 hours old.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
It still had the umbilicals.
Oh, wow.
And so they couldn't ever get to relate to it. So they dressed up like foxes.
Hmm. Okay.
And they've got a video on their Facebook page if you want to look. Richland Wildlife Center.
Okay.
In Virginia. And they said that the staff wear the fox mask when feeding the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And it minimizes human sound. It creates visual barriers. And they also take other precautions because ultimately they would like to be able to return the kitten to the wild, which is what they want to do.
Yeah, yeah.
They wear, again, a fox mask and rubber gloves, and they've got large stuffed animal foxes or mm-hmm. fox stuffed animals around as well.
Yeah.
So.
My question is, here I am playing semantics here.
It's okay.
Okay. But that's come straight from the article that they call them kittens.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes, it did.
All right. Isn't a fox, is it part of the feline family?
Okay.
I'm just asking. I don't know because I've never really thought of it. I always kind of thought that they might have been pups. But they called it kittens.
They did.
So that's interesting because, hey, I learn something new every day.
Well, hey.
I just,
who knows?
Okay, yeah.
One more alligator story for us. You can never have enough alligator stories, especially when you're talking pet alligators.
Okay.
How about an 11-foot, 750-pound pet alligator?
No.
In New York?
No.
Seriously? Yep.
Okay.
Got the alligator's name's Albert.
Oh, so he is not only a pet, he is like
a member of the family.
Yeah.
The guy who had him because he was confiscated by wildlife officials. He did have a permit originally mm-hmm. to keep the alligator, but he failed to renew it.
Oh.
And when he actually built an in-ground swimming pool in his backyard so that Albert could swim, and he let people come in and swim with Albert.
See, that's probably...
And I
think
that's
where they got him.
I think that was one mistake.
Oops.
But poor Albert, he's like blind in both eyes. He has spinal issues. I mean, he's 11 feet long and weighs 750 pounds.
Mm.
So the man who owned him is pretty upset because wildlife officials came in and took him. And he's got a lawyer and he says he's going to fight to get him back.
Wow.
But, I mean, in light of the fact that they're putting him... in a care facility. They took the alligator. They mm-hmm. didn't euthanize him.
Yeah.
They took him to a rehabber.
Right.
And then they said that they're going to assess him, get a vet to look at him. And not saying that the man who owned him took bad care of him, but he was probably not equipped to care for him.
Okay.
And so that would be interesting. But an 11-foot, 750...
Well, let's just get him declared as a service animal.
They may have tried.
You could get him declared as a service animal. That way, you could go ahead and,
I mean,
I know he's blind, but you could probably use him as a guard dog. Anybody that kind of wants to jump in your backyard would see that thing.
I guess different people have mm-hmm. different desires as far as what kind of animal you want to have as a pet.
Yeah.
I am thinking no for me.
Yeah,
for alligators. Never even, I guess the strangest thing when I was little that we could say that I wanted as a pet was a monkey.
Yeah.
I always thought it would be very cool, but that was before I learned a lot about monkeys,
and I don't want a monkey anymore. And what all they do.
Nope, don't want a monkey anymore.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, we don't need alligators running loose in New York City. There's enough monsters up there. anyway, or crazy things going on in New York.
Well, can you imagine one getting like in like the sewer?
Well, that's
and
what
all
I'm saying.
That
you hear all
that,
the,
that's like a horror movie.
You hear all these. Yeah, I started to say some of these real movies or something like that, where you see the, you know, there's snakes on a plane.
Oh, please.
You have alligators. You have alligators in the sewers.
Yeah.
You know, you got spiders in the. You know, you mean?
Oh, yeah. No.
You know, no.
Bad dreams.
Sorry.
Yeah, but an 11-foot, 750-pound. It'd be hard to do much with them.
That's a whopper. I mean, 11 foot's wider than this room.
Yeah.
That's a big boy. Wider than this room this way.
That
would be, yeah,
huge.
That's, mm-mm.
Yeah, I'll pass. Yeah. So God bless you if that's something you would like, but I'll pass on that.
No doubt.
I will pass.
No doubt.
Well, we'll go ahead and jump into Swap Shop today, and we'll try to take a look at some things going on in Carolina calendar. We've got several special services coming up as we approach Easter. And, of course, reminding you, Easter, last Sunday of this month.
Yeah, a couple of weeks.
A little bit early, so a week from this Sunday.
A week from this Sunday, just a little over a week and a half away. So, looking forward. Looking forward to that. It's always exciting.
Amen.
We've got for sale today a female miniature poodle. It was born on, last Friday, March the 15th.
Well, a year ago.
It's a year old. I looked at it and said, we're in the month of March still.
I thought it was born 4 days ago.
So,
she's like, no, it was last year.
That's my bad.
I did the same thing.
A year old last Friday. Yeah. So a year old last Friday. It's good with kids and other animals. It's up to date on its shots, freshly groomed. They're asking $475, our best offer. Call for info at 828-575-4118, 575-4118.
And, Miss Karen, we did get the text there. Sometimes with the way that the AM goes, it will digitize, but it's correcting itself. So if you're hearing on listening on the AM and it gets a little odd at times, we apologize for that. Sometimes there's not much answers.
I think what we used the word yesterday is there's adverse atmospheric conditions.
There you go. We should keep that.
We use that for any excuse.
That's right.
Anything happening in the airwaves, we'll just say it's adverse atmospheric conditions.
We should put that on a sticker somewhere can remember it. I got one that came in by email, so I'll go ahead and grab it. We've got a used electric clothes dryer. Now, they say it's not the prettiest, but it does work good, and that's what's important. $80 is what they're asking. 329-1910. 329-1910.
Here is a Craftsman table saw. It's in light new condition with the manuals included. $125. 828-687-8081. 687-8081.
Two CKC registered male Yorkies, 8 weeks old. 243-3115. 243-3115.
Here is a pair of ladies Timberland ankle boots, size 9 mediums. They're light taupe in color, worn only 4 hours, asking $50. Call 577-5663, and if no answers, leave a message saying you heard it on Swap Shop. Again, that number, 577-5663.
Here is a Killer Instinct crossbow, 200-pound pull with scope. It's never been hunted with. They used it about 50 times for target practice. They're asking $100. You can call, and if you don't get an answer, just text the number. It is 828-553-6407, 828-553-6407.
Here are some chainsaws for sale. They have a steel model 361 for $500, a steel model 250 for $250, and two Husqvarna 562 XPs for $500 each. All have been serviced, cleaned, and ready for use. And they also have an 89 horse trailer. It's 20 foot long. It's the 2-horse gooseneck with living quarters, asking $3,500, your best offer. Call Jonathan for more information at 551-6060, 551-6060.
Looking for a caregiver to care for an 81-year-old lady that is wheelchair bound. It's 40 hours a week, some weekends, and you need to be willing to submit to a background check and go through the interview process. 885-8352, 885-8352.
Here's a lady that's looking for a walker with the small wheels, about 16 to 17 inches wide. 692-9534, 692-9534.
Looking for a 1969 International Scout with a V8 engine. They say automatic or manual transmission would be fine, and it needs to have a clean title. Again, they are looking for this at 691-8953, 691-8953.
Here is a large marquee hot tub in very good condition. Just had a new control board installed. They bought it new for $11,000. They're just asking $1,500. Call and leave a message or text at 550-5693. 550-5693.
And that's a wrap of our swap shop items for today. Looking at area roadways, some more than normal congestion that we're seeing in the Hendersonville area, coming through downtown and then on through MLK and yep. heading toward the mall area, Four Seasons Boulevard. Couldn't think of that. So got a lot of traffic there. Not showing any accidents, but folks just out and about. It's lunchtime, I reckon. Yeah. Also heavy traffic on 25 through Arden and Biltmore Forest. And over around Grove Park, that neck of the woods, it's kind of backed up over there.
Yeah.
Little bit of a backup on 276 there in Waynesville near the 74, all that 7423 where all that merges in.
Mm-hmm.
Lake Junaluska. Got some back up there. They were doing some work over there, but it doesn't show construction. And then our issue over on I-40 is looking pretty good today.
Very good.
Actually, doesn't show anything.
Wow.
Makes me wonder if they're done.
Yeah. Well,
that'd be awful early.
It would be kind of nice if they were.
Yeah.
Okay. Just got an update on a traffic situation on, a four-car wreck in front of the Waffle House in Biltmore Forest. There on Asheville Highway, so it's right there near I-40.
Okay.
There's the Waffle House, which is right there as you start down the hill underneath I-40. And so, again...
Got the medical park kind of across right there.
Asheville Cardiology, all that's right there on the left. So watch out for that as you head down the hill coming on 25 northbound as you approach Biltmore Forest.
Pisgah Forest.
I beg your pardon.
Well,
reason why I know that because I traveled that route every day. It is Pisgah Forest, not Biltmore Forest.
Okay.
So let's back up.
The Waffle House is going to be at Acosta Road.
So there
at Lowe's.
Here we are giving directions to Asheville.
It's okay.
That's all right.
Be careful there, too.
Yeah, for sure.
But this is going to be, you're going to have the Comfort Inn right there and the First Citizens now.
Mm-hmm.
And the credit union is there. But First Citizens, Waffle House, Lowe's, it's at that intersection, apparently.
Okay. All right.
So be careful. It's hard to kind of say how you might navigate around that way unless you can go grab the old highway.
Probably.
And if it's a four-car accident, don't know how involved it is, so don't know how long it will take to get that cleared up.
Yeah.
And so we'll probably start seeing some of that back up. Let me see if I can jump in there on my map here. And so far, I'm seeing a little bit of it.
Yeah,
but,
okay.
Just be careful.
Alrighty.
All right. Well, want to jump into Carolina Calendar.
All right. We've got some things going on starting this weekend with the Oak Grove Community Church in Brevard, inviting you to a singing Saturday, March the 23rd at 7 o'clock. Brother James Metcalf and his band, the Colt Creek, will be there. Come and enjoy some great gospel bluegrass music, and everyone's invited.
You're invited to the Easter drama, I Know My Redeemer Lives. This will be at the West Hendersonville Baptist Church, March 22nd through the 24th, and it'll be at 6:30 each evening. Pastor Jerry Mullinex and the congregation welcome you to join them.
The Mount Olivet Baptist Church invite you to Sunrise Services, Sunday, March the 31st at 7 a.m. Breakfast will follow, and then at 10 a.m. Sunday School, 11 a.m. worship, and Pastor Stephen Newman and the congregation invite you to come and be with them. The church is located at 3582 Mount Olivet Church Road. Call 808-2818 for more information.
And we got several stations that have been toned out for the motor vehicle accident there at the Lowe's intersection, and another note here. Traffic is affected, but it's still moving. We've got one car in the ditch, multiple ambulances and emergency vehicles on scene.
Yep.
So that's at the Waffle House. That's the Acosta Road intersection with the Asheville Highway or 64 there.
Okay.
280, excuse me.
Yeah.
Where it's going to hit 280.
Yeah.
You're invited to special Good Friday services at the Pilgrim's Way Baptist Church. That'll be a week from this Friday, starting at 10 a.m. Seven preachers will be preaching on the seven sayings from the cross. Preachers include Greg Winthrow, Shane Gunter, Curtis Ponder, Matt Metzger, Cody Allen, Hunter Park, and Sammy Lawson. Lunch and fellowship will follow the service. Pilgrim's Way Baptist Church is located at 485 Hamilton Road in Rutherfordton. Contact Pastor Wayne Stafford if you'd like more information at 429-7616.
And the City of Hendersonville is continuing their leaf collection, the bulk leaf there on the sidewalks or near the sidewalks. Don't put them on the sidewalk. Just leave it next to the curb and they'll come by and vacuum those things up. And you should not have any tree limbs or objects that could damage that collection equipment. If you have any questions, call the Public Works Department, 697-3084.
And I think somebody, if you'll grab that upper text, maybe came.
Yeah. Okay. They're still doing construction in the gorge. It's just moving good, they say.
Hallelujah.
All right. Thank you, 0580, for letting us know that.
Normally, you always see a little bit of color there showing that there's a slowdown. So that's a blessing. We'll kind of just hit what's kind of around Easter type stuff. City of Brevard is reminding customers there will be no solid waste recycling or cardboard collection on Good Friday, which is a week from Friday. Friday's route will be collected earlier. It will be collected on Wednesday, March 27th.
Also, you're invited to Hosanna Sunday, March the 24th at 11 a.m. at Valley Hill Baptist Church with Peyton Cathy and New Generation. They'll be there singing for their Palm Sunday celebration. Worship begins at 11 a.m., and they are located at 118 School Street in Hendersonville. Pastor David Woody invites everyone to attend.
You're invited to Sunrise Services at Crossroads Baptist Church on Sunday, March 31st, Easter Sunday morning at 7 a.m. Breakfast will be served following the worship service. You'll find the Crossroads Baptist Church at 115 Smyre Road in Zirconia. Pastor Eddie Connard and the good folks there would love for you to come and be with them.
Coming up starting this Sunday night, you're invited to Passion Week Revival Services, the 24th through the 29th. And we'll be starting at Jones Gap Baptist Church at 6 o'clock Sunday night, the 24th. Monday and Tuesday nights will be at 7 p.m., and then services will move to Crossroads Baptist Church Wednesday through Friday at 7 p.m. Pastors Curtis Pace, James Shields, and myself will be preaching throughout the week with special music each night. Contact Pastor Curtis Pace at 817-0303 or myself at 458-5456.
And if I zipped forward too far, let me know.
Okay.
Mills River Park and Recreation Advisory Committee, the meeting scheduled for 7 p.m. on Tuesday the 26th, has been moved to this Wednesday, tomorrow evening, and that's going to be at 7 o'clock at the Mills River Town Hall.
The Bethesda Baptist Church in East Flat Rock invites you to join them for revival services starting on the 25th of March, going through the 29th at 7 p.m. each evening. Pastor Matthew Morgan of the Freedom Baptist Church will be preaching, and all are welcome. The Bethesda Baptist Church is located at 711 West Blue Ridge Road in East Flat Rock. Pastor Doug Nichols can be contacted for more information at 702-8272.
Crossroads Baptist Church and Pastor Eddie Connard invites you to Resurrection Revival Services, Sunday, March the 31st through Wednesday, April 3rd. Now, it'll start Sunday, Easter Sunday, with 7 a.m. sunrise service and then 10:30 a.m. Second service with no evening service, and then Monday through Wednesday nights at 7. Brother Adam Edwards will be preaching, and the Edwards family will be providing the special music along with other church groups. And Brother Eddie Connard and the Crossroads family welcome you to join them.
I think that's everything.
All right.
Yeah, coming up.
Well, we got a time for a song. I think we've got time. I've got one here from the Doug Raines family. We'll go out with them. God bless you, folks.
Yeah. Have a great afternoon. Enjoy the good weather and the sunshine.
And I'll see you when I see you. Appreciate your prayers.
Pray. Thank you, 1211, for your prayer, for your praying for her.
Thank you again.
A couple other notes there. Thank you for everybody responding. Have a great afternoon.
God bless you, folks.
I've got a tale.
I've got a tale.
I've got a tale.
All the victories he's won.
I can't keep it to myself. I'll let the praises swell. God has been so good to me. I've got a tale. He had mercy on my
my soul, cleansed my heart and made me whole. My sin was great, but greater was his love. On Calvary the debt was paid. Jesus shed his blood that day. I know that I will see his face above.
I've got a tale.
I've got a tale. All the great things God has done.
I've got a tale.
I've got a tale. All the victories he's won. I can't keep it to myself. I'll let the praises swell. God has been so good to me. I've got a tale. He gives strength in trying times. Life with Christ is joy divine. I walk with him and let him lead the way. Each day I wake, he's just the same. Mercies are brand new each day. Oh, hallelujah, I must praise his name.
I've got a tale.
I've got a tale. All the great things God has done.
I've got a tale.
I've got a tale. All the victories he's won. I can't keep it to myself. I'll let the praises swell. God has been so good to me. I've got a tale.
I've got a tale.
I've got a tale. All the great things God has done.
I've got a tale.
I've got a tale. All the victories he's won. I can't keep it to myself. I'll let the praises swell. God has been so good to me. I've got a tale.